This is the plan for sore success from the main phase bundle. And we start off with spine twists. So we're seated tall, legs extended, but slightly softened at the knee if they need to. Have the arms forwards in a Cossack position, so sort of like crossed one on top of the other. And what I want you to do is just lightly press down with the top arm onto the bottom arm, and almost lightly push up with the bottom arm into the top arm. And then as we breathe in, we rotate. And hopefully that sort of awareness that you've got through the arms and the shoulders will give you a sense of real stability as you spin round. We then come into your roll up. Now, what I really want you to think about is a small range of movement here. So we're really focusing not necessarily on rolling back down to the mat, but rather a really nice lumbar flexion. So stretch the arms forwards. We're seated with the legs extended. Reach the arms forwards through the fingertips. And then we're slowly going to curl back, but really only think about the lower back flexing, the hips opening, and then return. So it's quite small. From here, take it into your 100. Think about that flexed position of your 100 again, and only bring the legs into a level where you can really keep your full breath. So really, really watch that the breathing stays very deep, very full while you're in the flexed position. And this will help us when we come into our sore. We then come into your shoulder bridge. And what we're going to do here is we're going to do two versions of shoulder bridge. So the first version, we're going to, in your shoulder bridge position, we're going to curl up into the bridge and hold. Then at the top of the bridge, allow one side of the pelvis to dip and the other side lifts up. So it's sort of like, imagine almost like a bottle top spinning. So you're going to sort of like spin the pelvis one way around the spine and then spin it the other way. Okay, so it's a really small rotation of the pelvis on the spinal column. Very small. So don't let yourself completely collapse and really focus on keeping the tailbone lifted up towards the ceiling. Then you lower down slightly and you repeat that twisting. Okay, keep lowering down, then doing a little twist. So just a few vertebrae each time. Once you've done that, we're going to take it into what I call the wave. So you're going to tilt the pelvis one way, peel up the spine on that side, bring the pelvis level, then drop and rotate it the other way and roll down that side of the spine before it returns to level, then reverse it. So we tilt the pelvis one way, roll up that side of the spine and then level off, tilt the pelvis down, roll down that side of the spine and then level off. From here we come into a side kick kneeling prep. So this is where we come to kneeling up, take the hands behind the head and one leg extended, and then we're just going to laterally flex side to side and then rotate through the spine. Bring yourself forwards onto the front for one leg kick, into a full one leg kick for me. So elbows and just slightly away from the shoulders, drawing the chest through the arms so we lift up, and then perform your one leg kick. Sit back into rest position and then roll yourself up to standing. Take the legs apart, slightly wider than the mat, arms outstretched, and we're going to perform a standing saw. So we're going to twist and then reach past the opposite foot. Now really focus on lengthening the arm up to the ceiling and reaching the other arm to the floor. Then return and do it the other way. From there, roll yourself down onto all fours for what we call wag the tail. You're gonna, with your right leg, pick the foot up. And then you're gonna twist the foot so it points out. So take the foot so it points out, and then twist the body to look at the foot. Come back to center, twist the foot the other way and try and look the other way and vice versa. And then change sides. From here, lie onto your side, but supported up by the elbow. Have the other hand behind the head and bring the bottom leg forwards on an angle. So you're pressing the head back into the hand that's behind it. So we've got real nice sense of length through the back of the neck. And you're always trying to lift the bottom of the rib cage up off the elbow. And then we're going to go into the side kicks. We're going to do leg circles. And then circle the other direction. And then what we're going to do is we're going to kick forwards. And as we kick forwards, we're going to twist the upper body down. And then as we kick back, we're going to open the other body, the upper body back up. Okay, and repeat that. From here, press your, obviously do the other side, then lift up into spine stretch. So seated tall, take the legs to where you can hold that tall shape. Hands behind the head again. And then as we exhale, we're gonna round the rib cage up and over. Focus on almost lifting the back of the ribs towards the ceiling. And then inhale, bit rebuild the spine. And then finally extend the arms out and we're going into your full saw. Ta-da!